Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
It truly is mind-blowing to see a person and their dog communicate and work together to herd livestock. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. The first time I ever saw a stock dog work was at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival, and I was amazed. John Wentz raises sheep in Portage, Wisconsin, primarily for sport to help train stock dogs. He also heads up the stock dog trials at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival each year. He explains to me what it takes to train both man and beast to herd sheep, and what it means to be a stock dog.
Well, a stock dog replaces several employees moving your animals around. These dogs were raised, were originally created in Scotland to help the shepherds in the hills where, you know, people just can't go running around chasing sheep. So the sport came over here somewhere around the early 1970s where people actually compete to use. And that's what it's become now. This is really just a competition.
Does it matter the breed?
Yeah, these are all border collies. Only border collies are doing this here.
Okay.
There are other breeds that people use for herding, but at this level, only the border collies can compete.
So you mentioned it's become more of a sport now than actually used in the real work setting, but is it still around? Do people still use dogs to herd their animals?
Yeah, people still use them to herd their animals, but as far as the people that are competing, most of them are just doing this because it's a competition. Okay. Yeah, it's a hobby. It's a hobby, yeah.
And is it just for sheep, or do people use stock dogs for cattle or hogs?
I originally actually use them for pigs. We're run by a national organization, United States Border Collie Handlers Association, and they do sanction cattle trials as well.
I want to know the work it takes to get these dogs to listen. Any farm dog I ever had kind of just chased the tractor around and didn't really work. So what does it take to train an animal to be able to safely herd livestock?
Patience and a little bit of skill, but mostly it's the patience part.
How long does it usually take for an animal to become good?
Most of these dogs that you're seeing today are 2 to 3 years old. So they've been in training, you know, for that long. Not every day, but, you know, at least a couple times a week.
Does training start right away at puppy age?
No, about 9 months old, 6 to 9 months old. And the hardest part is actually training the person. It's not so bad training the dog, it's training the person. That's the hard part.
Why is that?
For most of the people, this isn't, it's not intuitive. These aren't people that grew up on a farm, for the most part. So stock sense is something that you have to get, and, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy to predict what the sheep are going to do.
No.
You know, until you've done it over and over and over and over again. So,
how do you even start? Do you just bring the dog right in the field and start yelling commands? I'm sure that's not how it works.
No. We start in a round pen usually, just like training a horse. We start in a round pen and moving the sheep around. And when we get the dogs moving right, then we start putting words on left and right and stop. And pretty soon you're whistling and away you go. So it's really a magical thing. So
I'm hearing a lot of different words. I'm hearing a lot of different words at the sheep stock dog trial. Lie down is a big one,
yeah.
But also some stuff I don't understand. So what are some of those calls that people should be listening for to know what's going on?
So we think of the dog going clockwise or counterclockwise around the sheep. So to go clockwise is come by, and go counterclockwise is away to me. And it's all based on that. The sheep are the center of the clock all the time. So.
All right. And then I heard that'll do, and is that final?
Means that means quit.
That
yeah.
Means
or come
stop.
Here. Yeah.
No one lets a cuss word loose out in the field, do they?
No. You get disqualified for that. So maybe at home. Yeah.
So when folks compete with their dog, who's being judged? Them as a pair, them individually?
Well, you're judging in this case, the path of the sheep. So the idea is to move the sheep around this course in straight lines, because the shortest distance is a straight line. And they're being judged on that, and then that judging is broken down into all kinds of little faults that you can do. You know, so it is the handler and the dog that are being judged, and the path of the sheep.
And what are the judges really looking for? You mentioned straight lines, path of sheep, but is there other aspects of the sport that are key?
How the dog is handling the sheep. You know, we don't want them handling the sheep roughly, because you don't want your stock handled that way. But it's pretty much the straight lines, lines.
Now,
if they're handling them rough, they're not going to be... You know, they're not going to be straight lines.
No, and rough would also be, is it called grasping or when gripping. Gripping?
Gripping, yeah, no gripping allowed. So.
And that's when doggy nips
bites the sheep.
Yeah.
Yep. When they bite the sheep, you get the thank you, and that's it for the day.
Yeah. Oh, no. And the handler, too, they can't touch the sheep either, right?
Right, yeah, the handler's not allowed to touch the sheep. They're not allowed to shove the sheep in the pen with a gate or anything like that. It's all, you know, stuff you wouldn't do at home.
Yeah.
You know, so... And this is really every part of this course, the fetching the sheep, the driving the sheep, the penning the sheep. And when we get to the open class tomorrow, the shedding of the sheep into two different groups. That's all stuff you would do at home, you know, in your day-to-day operation of your sheep. You would drive sheep places. You would fetch them. You would put them in pens. So this is really just a test of all the skills that you would need to have a good dog at home.
Now, you've set this up for the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival. For how many years have you?
This is 19. Yeah. Next year, we get the ribbon, 20. So.
Over those almost two decades, how have you seen participation with stock dog trials?
It's exploding.
Why? Yeah.
That I'm not sure, but it is. It's an older group of people. There's not very many young people in this. It's an older group of people. But when we started this almost 20 years ago, if we had 30 people in the class, we were happy. And this year we have 50.
And as you said, mostly older demographic. But are you seeing interest from younger generations? Even at your place in Portage, are people coming to you, new, fresh faces?
No, not the younger people. It's middle... You know, well, they're younger now, but it's 30, 40s, but mostly it's a 50, 60-year-old group of people.
Is it a big time commitment or money commitment?
Both. Okay. This takes a lot of time and patience, and young people are not very patient.
And if it matters, the breed of the dog being a collie, and does it matter their lineage at all, and where do you even get a dog, a stock dog?
Well, you're best to get one from somebody that's doing it. But they're bred for, you know, there's lines of border collies that are bred for doing this. And then there's lines that are bred for agility and lines that are bred for frisbee and dock diving and stuff like that. But if you want to do this, you're better off to get a dog that's bred for doing this.
What does cost look like for a puppy?
About $1,200 for a puppy. Trained dogs are anywhere from... $3,000 to $30,000. It's crazy. It's really blown up.
But a cool hobby. I mean, it's awesome to watch. And I mean, what do you have to say to people that may be interested in getting involved?
Find yourself a mentor. That's the key, because you can't figure this out yourself.
John Wentz joining us, who puts on the stock dog trials at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival. He also raises 420 sheep in Portage, Wisconsin, primarily to help train stock dogs. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.